friends, it's Tawny Thompson coming at you from the Theater of the Mind Players. Thank you so much for joining us here again for our playthrough of Scum and Villainy from Evil Hat Publishing. We were so excited to get in touch with our Battlestar, Firefly, Cowboy Bebop sides with this show. Please don't forget to catch us on Patreon and Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you get your podcasts. Please, please, please go in and rate and share. The more growth we can get in our audience, the more shows we might be able to start doing. In fact, you might hear something special at the end of this episode with a little bit of a preview for something we might be thinking of doing if we can get to a certain level. So thank you again so much for joining us, and we hope you enjoy Scum and Villainy.
And welcome back to our third act of our second episode of Scum and Villainy. When we last left the crew of the Kraken, they had kind of scattered through the systems to achieve a bunch of personal business. Dr. Vega had an alien dinner with her mother to explain why she wasn't eating, or why she wasn't at the residency program that her mother had arranged for her. Our Captain Steve had contacted his buddy Choss to try and soothe things over the ruse that he had tried to pull in the first act, and ended up doing it a little bit, but also getting Choss on board their plan to pick up Buster. And that was achieved by both Lil and Ash, as well as the Doctor. And they discovered that Arlox had sold Buster to the Atomites, the itinerant religious sect that Lil had belonged to before joining the crew of the Kraken. And they had tracked down the particular fleet. Is probably too large of a word. Probably about they travel in these caravans of ships, small ships, much like the Kraken, that they call processionals, and each processional is named after a book of the Bible. Lil is not a big fan of the Atomites for a variety of reasons, the least of which being that they are very patriarchal, in that only the men know how to use technology and read and control where the ships go and what they do and give orders. Only men can be captains. Lil decided that she wanted to not deal with that, and that's why she left. But now they're heading back to the Leviticus processional to try and free their crewmate, Buster. So, what questions do you have? Do you want to gather some information? Are you particular, like, otherwise do you want to go over the different types of job that you can pull here?
My thought would be assault plan.
I'm in.
I'm down.
But what I was thinking is, we know which one she's in, right?
Mm-hmm. Blow up all the other ones?
We attack a different one.
Now, hey, there are some innocent people on these ships.
Right. I just had a doctor thought where, like, wait, we should probably make sure people are okay.
Yeah.
Maybe no killing.
So maybe assault is not the best.
Well, now you can definitely, you can still,
you can non-lethal assault.
Okay.
At least with ship stuff.
Sure.
Wait! We can actually use this thing that I've been trying to use, the welcome anywhere, while wearing my medical garb. Mm. You are welcome even in dangerous places. And I could say, like, I'm here on a sabbatical or some
other. Tell them you're here on a mission from God.
Yeah, that it works.
I recently communed with your god.
Okay, they're not going to go for that one.
Yeah, well, how do they feel about the Xenos?
Probably not great, but any doctor that's going to help the pregnant women...
They believe in doctors?
They're good with that.
Modern medicine?
Yeah.
Like you're holding your phone and like, I got this weird text. Is this your God?
I got a text from God!
Yeah, they ain't going to fall for that one.
What's up, Meg? It's me, God. Been a while.
If you let them think you're on like an outreach mission and you're here to help the pregnant ladies, they're probably going to be good ships. With that.
Kind of like Doctors Without Borders.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Doctors Without Warp Drives.
Doctors Without Planets.
No.
Doctors Without Systems.
No, like something okay. Like, gosh, what would the space like Red Cross be or something? Like
Doctor that? Force.
The Galaxy
Five
Cross?
The HHI, the Hegemonic Health Initiative.
Oh, okay. That's me, okay. The HHI?
Mm-hmm.
The HHI.
So, really, we're going more for a deception plan.
Sounds like it. Like, I do like that Ethan's first answer to everything is, fuck him up. All right. I tried.
You could be my nurse.
Yes, I can attempt that. Did I sound like a normal person?
Well, I don't think you have to sound like you're a normal person.
Yeah, but they're gonna know.
Wait, you don't sound like a normal person?
Tony, have you guys watched The Dragon Prince yet?
No.
You really need to.
Yes, it's
you
so
really
good.
Need to watch The Dragon Prince because Dragon it is Prince. It's okay. The writers of Avatar doing a straight fantasy. It's, so it's basically good. Them doing a cartoon it's of their so D&D
good.
Game.
Okay,
it's so
and
good.
The elf character talks all the elves talk in kind of Irish brogue, except when she pretends to be human, she adopts like a southern accent, and she's I'm totally human, normal human lady. How are you?
I'm normal human lady.
That's what I'm going for. Yeah.
That's exactly what. And like I flash to that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
plus
amazing.
It may have the greatest NPC of all time. So, okay, so it sounds like you are. So, okay, you get on board. What's the next part of the plan here?
I for sure really want to actually take care of, like, make sure all of the women are at least.
Yeah, we're here to take a look at your women, make sure they're in good health.
Glad that you're saying it and not either Ethan or Tony.
Oh my gosh, you know what? If they start being like, oh, well, that's so nice that they let you be a doctor. You're right. My husband did let me be a doctor. He's so sweet that way. He's also here as security.
Man. Ah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
That means he's your husband.
Ah.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, the gay Xeno run. Okay, yeah.
Because the Xenos have to marry other Xenos. Xenos can't marry humans.
Sure.
Because I'm sure that's some stupid
Why do I gotta be married?
Because you're a woman. Isn't that how these Adamites work?
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah, but it's weird.
You know it's not real.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
No,
you think
I'm
it's
good.
Weird? Oh. Good. Great.
It's not like we're going to be joining these guys or anything. Wait, do we know about your past with these guys? I forgot.
I know he does and I know Buster does. I don't know about y'all.
I'm sure I have no idea.
Okay, so you're saying that. Yeah, no, we definitely won't be doing that. Mm.
What, the married thing?
No, the joining of the... Never mind.
Oh.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, we're not
They're
joining.
Real, just try not to sound too smart around the man.
But I'm a doctor.
Okay, but just don't let him think that you know that you're smart.
Huh?
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no. Like that.
What? Okay.
You're more like a Dr. Scholl.
What? What's that?
He's a foot doctor.
Dr. Martin.
Oh, a podiatrist?
Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine, Dr. Howard.
Okay, so...
Dr. Dre.
How are you getting Buster back?
We have to take her to our ship in order to treat the certain disease that she has.
And then you're just flooring it?
Yeah. Totally.
That's good.
We're smuggling her.
Yeah.
She's got...
Ah, she's got the...
She's
the
got...
death poops!
The koalic syphilitic death poops.
The koalic syphilitic death poops!
Yes!
Oh my.
I'm writing that down.
I feel like I have seen those guys at the rave once.
Yeah, I think I have their album.
We all the koalic syphilitic death
poops. Thank you, Mick! One, two, three, four. Okay!
One, two, three, four. I love eating asparagus! I don't know why it's meant eucalyptus. But it came out.
Maybe asparagus is why he has the death poops. I mean, he thought it was eucalyptus. And then, you know.
It was asparagus. Then it smelled like rubber pee.
So, asparagus death poops.
Rubber koala
is our...
pee?
Asparagus death poops.
No. Okay. Okay.
Koalic syphilitic death poops.
We should probably cut the death poops. They know what poops are, and they know what death is. They're not going to fall for that one.
So I'm going to set up two clocks here. Find Buster is going to be a 6-segment clock.
Ooh.
And then Flee the Atomites is going to be a 4-segment clock. And that's because the Atomites ships, because they do still have this belief that technology is evil and is what brought, like, their ships are not in great shape. So a slicked out racer can probably outfly them fairly easily, but it's not just going to be automatic.
They're xenophobic.
So, you guys also have two gambits so to start this job with.
That include the plus one because I'm serendipitous?
I don't know. What is it? What's your...
Your crew starts with plus one gambit when the pool resets.
Okay, so that's actually 3 because you earned one from your downtime, plus you start with one.
That's a mon cher, mon cher, mon cher.
Enchanté.
And we'll set this as a 1 just to...
No. Bravo!
Thank you.
All right.
I have not been slowly turning all of the gambit dice.
I know. No, I know. I'm aware.
Stress dice.
I'm sure Lord of the Boar is aware too as he hears clack.
It's quiet.
This is why you need that 32 channel board so you can hear Tawny slowly realigning.
It could totally be one of those ASMR things.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm going to turn
this
all the dice.
This is the sound of dice prison shaking.
Nobody knows. All right.
Oh.
Clack. So, now is the time for you to determine your load and figure out what you're taking on board the ship.
We can probably go in with a normal load because we're going in as the crew of a thing, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
So I can add 2 more things to my thing.
We're gonna bring in some. We don't need spy gear. Wait, maybe we need spy gear. Detonator? That sounds like a good idea. Anyone? Detonator? Just blow them up? Yeah? No?
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea. Why am I listening to you?
Okay. I don't think we need to be blowing nothing up.
Here, I will go find Bedside Manor. Yeah. It says I have a detonator, but it doesn't say I have any explosives.
I think it just goes with.
Does
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
I assume that... I think a detonator is a grenade. Because I have a detonator launcher.
Let me look that up.
Hmm.
It's like a thermal detonator kind of thing?
That's what I'm thinking. Hmm. Otherwise, my detonator launcher wouldn't make sense.
I just want some stuff.
Yes, detonator, extremely deadly explosive weapon, fits in the palm of your hand and can be thrown, takes care of those shielded doors that heavy blasters can't handle, illegal, you shouldn't have this, no really.
Oh.
I really enjoy the idea, though, of you just shooting, like, here, take the button. Blow it up when you feel it's right.
Right. I'm going to give this to you, and you're going to sit in the corner, and you're going to decide when you're going to blow up, okay?
Okay, let's see what everybody's readout is. Let's start with you, Tony, since you've got everything picked, it looks like.
Yep, I'm taking a blaster pistol, I'm taking hacking tools, I'm taking a med kit,
and I am taking a communicator.
Okay. I'm taking my best friend, my fine blaster pistol.
The Krieger?
Yep. I'm taking Vera, a fine sniper rifle. I am taking Sunder, a fine vibroblade.
I like that. I feel like the Krieg have to name all of their weapons, like, otherwise you don't.
And I'm also taking my sweet martial art ability.
And what's that named?
I don't know, it just says fine martial art style.
No, seriously, what's it called?
Half shell.
What happens when you go whole shell?
Never
go whole
shell. Never go whole shell.
They never go whole shell.
Quarter belt.
They never go whole shell off world. Because it...
You're a Shaolin monk?
So good!
Yes. I love it! I took a class in Northern Shaolin Spear once and it was so cool!
Okay. Did you pokey somebody with it?
No.
Oh. Did you want to pokey somebody with it?
I mean, I got like probably 4 inches from poking somebody with it.
That's what she said. I was going to say, haven't we all?
Negative 4 inches.
Stage combat, so you're not supposed to hit people.
Okay.
Hi. So the things that I have in italics, I have loaded dice, forged documents, mystic ammunition, a personal memento. I don't know yet. Illicit drugs and a communicator.
Didn't we talk about that? Isn't that the
my
tattoo?
Does that count as a person? Okay. Then yeah, that's my rib tattoo.
Yeah.
That y'all don't know about. Okay. And then I have my fine blaster pistol, a melee weapon, armor, and I don't know why I marked spacesuit. Never mind. Make that a pair of blaster pistols, fine blaster pistols.
And man, I think you guys are all going, we're here to help.
And repair tools.
Okay. I've got two fine med kits.
I can't
fine bedside manner. Mm. Fine clothing. Recognizable medical garb, candies and treats. Literally, I have candies and treats.
That's great.
I love it.
That's
so
great.
Excited. Syringes and applicators, a melee weapon, illicit drugs, and communicator.
All right. So, who wants to make the positioning roll here to kick us off?
Who's been actually rolling well today?
I've been not rolling once.
I don't think Ethan has really rolled at all.
Ethan, roll them.
Sure.
Do things.
All right.
We can go.
Is this operation particularly bold or daring?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Bluffing your way in. So I'm going to say, so one die for sheer luck plus one die for major advantage. Is this operation overly complex or contingent on many factors?
Yes.
Okay. So actually remove one die.
Uh-oh. Bunch of knuckles.
Does this plan detail expose the vulnerability of the target or hit them where they're weakest?
Yes. The men.
The pregnant women.
Oh.
So take plus one, +1d. Is the target strongest against this approach, or do they have particular defenses or special preparations?
I don't think they got any of those things.
All right. Can any of your friends or contacts provide aid or insight for this operation?
Yes.
I got a moneylender.
My guy's already coming with.
Oh, yeah.
I got a drug dealer.
But I'm going to say, since these are your enemies or rivals that could inter... are there enemies or rivals interfering in this operation?
Not to my knowledge.
No, because you didn't actually take that devil's bargain.
Didn't.
So, there you go.
Boom.
All right. So, how many dice did that give you?
I believe 2.
Okay. Roll them. Let's see where we
can
start.
Can we gambit that?
Nope.
Okay. Hey, there's a 6 in there.
All right.
Ha
ha. So
you want me to put that 2 in the dice prison?
Why?
Because it failed.
you're like Dice Torquemada.
I just printed my own dice prison.
Yeah.
Thanks, Blizzard Lighting.
It is so pretty adorable.
Isn't it cute?
You that means that you start in a controlled position. Which means that you are, the plan is going perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going to try real hard not to talk.
So that means that, yeah, they are, so Do you catch them while they're on planet, or do you catch them while they're in flight?
In flight. I think it's going to be easier.
Skyrockets.
And we just maybe send to their comm systems and just talk at them. Like, hey, we're here with the HHI.
We're with the Hajenemi Health Initiative. We'd like to take a look at all of your women, please.
Yes, bring me to your women.
Sell them to
We'd
me.
Like
Sell
to
me
take care
children.
Of your reproductive organs.
Oh, yes, of course. We'd love the HHI. I mean, we want to make sure that...
Wrong accent, Rob. You don't all have to have...
Yes, they all have to be spinning. You don't want to hear me be all like, oh, hey, everybody, y'all are going
yeah,
to
do
the thing.
Yeah, he's not real good at it. Like...
Yes, of course. Fine, I'm going to do it.
I knew I'd get him there. I knew I would.
Yes, of course. Without y'all's help, we wouldn't have new generations of Atomites help us carry us all to a new golden earth.
I'm so glad we can help you.
So I think you guys, you dock with the largest of their ships, and they've set up a triage in the cargo bay, like
so they brought the women out to us.
No, you dock your ship with the. With the ship on an airlock, and then they take you to the cargo bay where all the women that need to be checked are there. Plus, there are also the smaller ships basically dropping off their women folk to be checked in the cargo bay, not the medical area. The
cargo bay. Is it clean in here?
did I stutter when I said the words? Cargo bay. It's not awful, but it's a cargo bay, and you've got at least a dozen women who are in various stages of pregnancy, and even a couple who you would guess probably aren't pregnant at all.
Okay. Who am I dealing with?
You tell me.
Can I be dealing with, like, Ruth or whatever her name is?
No.
Or do we not want to? No?
Because, A, I feel like that'd be a better complication, and B, I think that she'll be able to recognize you.
I'm wearing a hat.
Yeah, like right now...
And, like, bulky clothes.
Right now, your big doofy hat and turned-up collar is working, but if Ruth shows up, she's going to know a heretic when she sees one.
Okay.
I think you're probably dealing with a man.
Okay.
Who else can Poseidon women's help?
Brother.
Not today.
Brother Josephus.
Not today.
Brother, nobody cares.
Brother, fuck off.
Well, he is kind of a thin reed of a man, who is quiet. And I think he is just very excited that he's actually talking to a Xeno, and that there are, like, he's actually gotten to see not one but two Xenos. And well, you know, we're trying to make things very comfortable for all the mothers here, mm-hmm. And you know, we're just very excited that you're able to, you know, check with them today. I mean. We do have some medical facility here, but most of the time it's prioritized for the crew members of the ship, because that's how we get to and from places. So, even with that, the doctors then have to go into a purification.
While I'm nodding, all I can think of is murder.
The doctor has to go into a purification cycle after he sees any mother patients, because they are, unless of course they are his own wives, in which case then
right, because purification of the soul.
Well, I'm glad you understand. I'm glad you understand this, Dr. Vega.
Of course, everyone has their beliefs, and very lovely beliefs.
And I'm not stabbing you in face.
Now, Brother Josephus. Josephus. I'm so sorry. Josephus. Now, I'm going to ask a question, and I don't want you to be offended by it. Could you please bring out all of the women? And I mean, even the young women?
Oh, no, if you want to check them too, that's great. The more women that we can move into mother status, the more the better benefits that we get from who runs these assholes? Because I think basically the way that they determine how their resources are split up is how many pregnant women there are on each.
Oh my god! Is there a pencil that I can like break in half? Okay.
Today of all days.
Hey, it's sometimes we play these games and pretend to punch reality in the face.
As someone who was literally born in Alabama today.
Today's your birthday?
No, oh, Tony. Never mind.
Do you watch the news?
Yeah.
You were on that. Never mind.
She literally said, "I was born in Alabama today."
Okay. So, So, what's the name for like the? I want to say it's like the High Brotherhood.
I was gonna say the Brotherhood.
The High Brotherhood sounds more dickish.
Yeah.
Yeah, the High Brotherhood.
The Exalted Brotherhood.
Yeah, I want to punch those guys in the dick a lot.
Yeah. Like. The exalted
brothers. Because the more mothers that we have aboard the vessel, the more resources that we procure from the exalted brothers, and that way we can make sure that unless you happen to have a mechanic on board, that way we can repair. The vessels.
Of course. Yeah.
So you're trying to command him here. Why don't you go ahead and command?
Can we help?
So
I mean, I have no problem.
One other person can assist a role. They take one stress.
I'll do it.
Should help. Because you're a man, Zeno.
And you're like playing on the Zeno, like, yeah, we're your friends.
Mars needs women, well, actually, you have a choice. You can either assist, or you can lead a group action here. If you lead a group action, everybody rolls, and the single best roll win and basically applies.
Okay.
But anybody who rolls a 1 or 1 through 3 gives you a stress.
Okay.
So everyone rolls?
Yeah, so sure. So
for command?
Well, this I would say doctor. Like I'm assuming if you roll this,
yeah.
Doctor, eh?
Everybody rolls doctor, and
so we roll 2 and take the lowest.
None. Yes.
Oh boy.
You have one in doctor? Oh, you have two guys.
Okay, 5 is the highest.
My lowest was a 3.
I don't have any in there, so...
4.
You so roll 2 and take the lower.
Oh, they're both 3.
Okay, so you take 2 stress.
Okay.
But...
3 can go in the guy's jail.
Just your life for everyone!
You're gonna glue that shut, right?
Nope.
Ethan is. I'm talking to Ethan.
So, you're...
Good fit, though.
So because you're in a control position, you actually you roll a five. You hesitate. You can withdraw and try a different approach here, or you can take a minor complication. You have reduced effect, or you end up in a risky position. You choose.
If we go at it from a different angle, I'm going to just try to straight up lie to this dude and tell him there's something contagious going around the Atomites and we need to stop it now because it's being spread through your women and I need to look at all of them.
Or just say it's the last planet they were on.
Only women?
There was...
Well, that's if you go at a... That's basically you decide to keep the control position, but you have to do a different...
we need to re-roll.
Yeah, you need to re-roll. You can choose to succeed, but you have to choose one of those complications.
Or... We could just have a minor complication, which I'm assuming.
Minor complication is probably fine.
I'm sure they're probably not going to be like little girls or some shit like that.
Right. Well, they are minor.
That was awful and amazing at the same time. yeah, let's go with the minor complication that we're creating.
Okay. Do you have any suggestion for the minor complication? Otherwise, we can just have it be, once again, you can add heat at the end of the...
They won't let me see, like, the prepubescent girls.
Okay.
Basically. So I can't see if they're okay.
He filled in two.
Yeah, I filled in two there, Brad.
Where?
On Find Buster. No. The minor complication is Buster's not in with...
Ooh, fork.
They know she's a mechanic. Fudge.
Because you're like, that's all of them? And Josephus is like, that's all of them.
Fudge nugget pickle jar. Okay.
Would I, as a former Atomite, have the language to say, oh, don't you have the group of women that you're currently trying to women who might be currently unclean that you're not letting us see? AKA women who are on their periods or like whatever.
Oh.
Because that might be
that's
a thing.
Was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can take that as a study action if you want. I feel like that you're kind of trying to dig into your...
Ooh, I ain't got no study. So we'll go for it, though.
Can I assist?
You can.
So that would mean I just roll...
One die
instead of two and take the worser?
Correct. And okay.
But I'm gonna take some stress.
You've also got...
Wait, what's the devil's bar? Oh, can I take a gambit? Are you...
Yeah, go for it.
Y'all cool with that? We got three of them.
Okay.
Oh, that's a six!
And a five!
Woo!
Woo! So yeah, I think I'm just like...
Well, no, you're looking there...
I'm wondering if you have the...
No, people. you're wondering... it's up to five right now, so three total. You're sitting there, you're looking, and you're like... You realize that it's not that they didn't, bring Buster here because she was a mother to be. You think that she must have convinced somebody that she wasn't a girl so that she could work on the engines and be where she could be the most useful.
So maybe can I slide up to her and be like, hey.
Yeah, you can...
After we check the ladies, it might be a good idea if you do a check on their mechanics, because they're real important to the Atomite.
Well, you think you could either do that, or you could also basically talk to or convince Josephus that, you know, the menfolk want to look at the engines and get one of your boys in there.
Hi.
You probably fix stuff better than he does.
Oh, Ash, you were asking about the engines earlier, right?
I like machines make go.
Do you fix stuff or does he fix stuff? Hold on, he fixes stuff better.
Oh, right. I'm just saying, like, if they want to, like, have man things.
Well, he's a man.
Well, right. But, like, if they all want to have man things.
Let's oh, all three of them can go together.
Yeah, so they can all have, like, and a man-some. And we do the lady
things. I see.
A man-some?
Yeah. I thought you meant... Okay.
Bing! Pew! Pew!
Yeah.
That happened.
That makes sense.
Nice Archer reference.
Okay, so how are you? What are you doing to get to the engine room to get to Buster? What action are you taking here?
What action am I taking?
Mm-hmm. Talk spacey to me.
Rig.
So I'm trying to figure out where she is currently.
Well, you figure out what action you're contributing to the. To the clocks here, because you've got one tick left to find her, so you know that she's probably in the engine area.
Right.
Well,
I have two in rig. Is there any way I could use that?
You tell me.
I would like to be able to do that by being, say...
Yeah, you have to tell me what you're doing.
Yeah, but I would like to be able to do that by saying there was a specific problem that they needed a specialist for.
Okay. So...
Please take me to the engine room or whatever.
So do you do something where you go to Josephus and you kind of do like the you hear that?
Yeah,
that's your thermal coupler.
Right. Yeah. I like you're like you look at her and you're like it's your thermal coupler.
I tell you what, you don't want
your thermal coupler fucking up.
They're gonna think you're one of them, you dumbass.
I like that he goes on the Sam Haney on it.
I got no sway. So,
well, go ahead and give me a rig roll.
Rig roll.
Rigamarole.
I'm gonna say that this is risky though because you're just trying. So you have gambits. You also have stress, and you also have. Right. Or you could also help, too, if you want to. So take a stress. Take an extra die.
Okay.
Helping because I told you that I think...
No, you're like, it's definitely the thermal coupler.
Oh, that... Yes, that is indeed the thermal coupler.
Would you like me to save gambits, or would you like me to use one?
You might as well use them.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the final job of the night, so smoke them if you got them.
Accurate.
Got a six over here.
I got a six.
All right.
We're all like screaming. If that just like spittle out of it. I'm like, it's a six.
Thank God, the only good roll of the night that I've done.
All right. So is it you and Ash and Josephus?
Yes.
We cut to you like, you make your way through the halls to the ship, and you know this ship is in fairly rough shape. Like it was probably a nice ship, you know, a couple of decades ago, but this is, you know, they haven't repainted anything or you know really done any like internal maintenance. They're basically focused on. What do we need to do to keep this thing going?
And sex the ladies.
And breed. So you make your way to the engine area, sure enough, you find Buster. Great, and I have to do a Jordan impression.
just talk like really soft.
Dainty, dainty, dainty.
Beep, boop, boop, Jurassic Park. please come back, Jordan. I'm sorry. You find Buster.
On our way, can I unplug stuff? If I see a wire here, just pull it.
That's so good.
All right. So
throw a nut into that hole over there.
So you're basically just doing that while Josephus takes you and This is one of our new our newest converts. Say hello, John. And her eyes get wide, and she's like, "Hello."
Hello, my name is John.
Excuse me, brother Josephus. May I have a word with what was your name again, sir? No, wait. I think she's. I feel like Jordan would be doing some kind of ridiculous accent. Like,
yeah, she's like, yeah.
"I'm sorry, Governor. What? Can I speak with this flight engineer? He right?
Cor blimey!
Like, she would go full street urchin, I think.
Oh yeah.
So does Josephus give her permission, or do I give? What do I do?
Now, what do you do?
Well, I'm waiting to see.
Josephus is like, yes, because I need to talk to him about some technical details of what I've been working on. Hey, mate?
Oi.
Don't worry, I'm familiar with this dialect.
Where did your accent just go?
Don't worry, I'm familiar with this dialect.
Tuku, we're going to flip the Barbie on the Zippinboro. Oh, key boy?
Hell yeah! So, is there a lot of people around?
There are a few. Are you going to pull stuff off?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and give me
I hate you all.
Ring roll.
Nice.
Wait, my blindboard. Oh, yeah, I did core blind me. Okay, right.
Are you using any other...
Yeah, what's the devil's bargain?
You're going to get noticed, bish. Right?
Huh?
He's going to get noticed?
No.
No?
That's dumb, too. I'm going to... I don't want to do surreptitiously pulling stuff off and then...
electrocuting myself?
Yeah. I think you are going to take at least one harm. Possibly more.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Hang on. So if I had... Because I had none, so I was rolling two, so now I only roll one.
You're only rolling one.
And I give this back...
Well, you can roll that one or the one that you want to roll.
Let's go. Two.
Okay.
Fork.
So go ahead and take a... How badly do we want to cook our turtle?
This isn't Alice in Wonderland. We can't have turtle soup.
Yeah, go ahead and take a level three...
Oh,
fried.
Ooh.
Now you can resist that if you wish.
Oh, yeah. I can do that.
I think you're going to resist with your prowess.
So you roll two?
So when I push myself to ignore wound penalties, I take one less stress?
No, that's pushing yourself to ignore wound penalties.
Okay.
That's not resisting.
So prowess.
Mm-hmm.
Just what's in the little line thing?
Yep.
Okay. That's a four.
Okay, so you're going to take two stress. And instead, you're going to take a level two harm of... numb hand.
Ooh.
Left or right? Are you a lefty or a righty?
Somebody's going stranger tonight.
Man. Because I think you one of the things that you pull is like a cryo hose, and it's like, shh, and you're like, oh boy, that did a thing. But between that and... the two extra points of or clicks that Buster inflicted while she was back there in the engine room.
Nice.
Because she's like, we have to go now.
I know.
No, like, now. Like, you can be rude. It's okay.
Okay.
The Fleety Adamite... Flee the Atomite's clock is at 3.
Well, it seems that my friend here accidentally fixed your problem, so we're going to head on out.
All right, and you start to hear, and the lights on the ship start to flicker, and everybody's stomach heaves a little bit as the artificial gravity starts to basically flicker on and off.
Oh, that ain't good.
Pregnant ladies everywhere.
Oh yeah.
Oh god. Why?
Shit, are you good? Hey, let me get you the anti-nausea pills.
Pepto.
Zofran.
Hmm. What action are you taking here to help? Because you haven't rolled for an action yet, right?
I'm not good at things that aren't
Figure out how to be good at things that are.
Wait, the gravity's low. Throw a pregnant lady at him. That was a terrible idea. I have no idea.
Okay. I want to use my sway to calm everyone's nerves.
Okay. All right.
That's way better than my idea of throwing a pregnant lady.
I think I'm just kind of like, okay, hey, don't worry about it. It's all good.
Do you want to take anything from the dice buffet?
What's the devil's bargain?
They start bringing out more.
No.
No, wait, that's a fail. Never mind.
Yeah. Like, the devil's bargain is not supposed to be you automatically fail. The devil's bargain is to be
you suck.
This other thing that you don't necessarily want to know happen, want to have it happens.
Someone else recognizes
this
you?
Is shouting. Are we risky now?
No. You're risky right now. But I'm going to say this. The devil's bargain is Seed Mother Ruth knows it was. Will find out that you were responsible.
Oh, I'm fine with that. I thought you were going to say she was going to show up. Well, I'm fine with her knowing I did it. So that's cool. Sorry, not. It's good. I didn't touch it.
It's like she punched Brad in the ear and the camera.
I was real close though. But that gets I get experience for that because it was
no. It's not a desperate roll. It's so risky.
Oh, I thought risky. We got experience.
No, you might no. No, it's only desperate when you get XP.
Okay. Did I desperate roll things?
No, this whole thing has gone more or less to plan here.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Okay, so I've calmed down.
I like how the first job was a complete shit show.
Yes, and now
this
suddenly we
was
are good.
Five
we got
by five by five.
So far.
So you average out to like competent.
We're okay.
Totally slick and completely clown shoes.
So yeah, I think I'm just like, hey, don't worry about it. Everyone's done studies. Like, gravity don't fuck with the babies. You're good.
Namaste.
And
Namaste.
And I think that's when
Namaste
you,
over
you,
here.
But both of you. Namaste, y'all. the both of you hear over your earpieces, you know, we've got her, let's go.
All right, now I want you all to close your eyes and just think of your happy moments. Just think of the happiness you're going to have.
Deep breaths. All of the breathing is deep.
Breathe in. Hold it for 2 seconds. Breathe out. Count to five.
That.
Breathe in. Count to five.
With the breathing.
You all load into the Kraken. The Kraken disembarks from the ship, and you watch as you disembark and engage your engines to fly away that the Seed Mother's ship is making its approach to your vessel, and you pass like two ships in the black. And that is where our episode of Scum and Villainy will end for this evening, but stay tuned because we'll be in the hangar bay doing XP and talking about elements of the game for our finale in 2 weeks. So if you want to hear about the future and about how we're going to be improving our characters, stick around and we'll see you in just a few minutes.
Hey friends, I hope you really enjoyed our playthrough of Scum and Villainy from Evil Hat Games as much as we are enjoying playing through it. Thank you so much to Evil Hat for sponsoring a couple of books for us here with our playthrough, and we are so enjoying this game. We hope that you all are as well. If you liked our music, what you heard was a tune called Dead from the Beginning, Alive Till the End by Dr. Turtle. You will find all of those notes in our episode description. Just a quick special announcement here. We will be going live from Nexus Game Fair. That's going to be on Saturday, June the 1st here in Brookfield, Wisconsin. For those of you that joined us on our May the 4th adventure through Star Wars Saga RPG, we will be continuing that storyline from Nexus for a 3-hour show. That will only be available live unless you are a supporter of our Patreon, so please catch us live, or if you don't, go ahead and support us on Patreon. You'll get all of that content as well as a number of other hours of our Zero sessions and a few other things there. Last but not least, please, please, please do like, follow, and share wherever you get your podcasts. If you would give us a quick shout out and rate, we would really enjoy that. We also love hearing from y'all, so go ahead and find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, wherever you like. We're just about everywhere at this point. So please, please, please go ahead and share this with your friends. The more growth we can get with our audience, the better it will be for us and the more shows we can try to bring you. That being said, please stay tuned for a special announcement from our very own Danielle Brin. Again, thank you so much for joining us for Scum and Villainy from Evil Hat Games.
Hello, friends. Did you like Helix's crazy antics during Masks? Did you appreciate Friend Computer shaming all of her friends into doing a good job during Paranoia? Or perhaps you enjoyed Zhu Feiyan's scorned lover quest for revenge? Hi, I'm Danielle Brin, the actor and voice of all of those kooky characters, and I have something to tell you. Rob and I are developing a brand new series with a two-person RPG. It's something that the crew has never played before, and we are extremely excited to get it rolling. But we can only do it with your help. If we meet our next goal on Patreon, Rob and I will announce and schedule the brand new series. So, like, rate, subscribe, and most importantly, donate to our Patreon. Because I have missed you guys. XOXO, Gossip Girl. Just kidding, I've never seen that series. Love you, bye!